This week on The World at One, we've been reporting from a historic village in Suffolk, which is grappling with a modern-day problem affecting many rural areas. How to keep and attract young families when high housing costs are driving them away. The village in Avenham has voted by more than 90% to build more affordable homes. A third of the residents are of retirement age, and the village wants a better demographic balance. We're joined by Andrew Bomford.
Mark, I'm in the magnificent 15th century church of St Peter and St Paul in Lavenham, with its 141-foot tower, which can be seen from all over the village of 1,800 people. They've just voted in a neighbourhood plan which actually supports building new houses here, as long as a third of them are affordable homes for reduced price sale or cheaper rents to young families. Well, with me is Carol Reeve, chairman of the parish council, and also joining us from Westminster is Polly McKenzie, a former special advisor to the coalition government and an expert on housing policy who helped draw up the legislation for neighbourhood plans. Now, Carol, high housing costs have produced a generational divide between the haves, people like you who can afford to live in a beautiful place like this, and the have-nots, younger families who have no option but to move away. Can this actually be solved by building a few affordable homes?
Of course, yes. What we've got to do is embrace the local plan. That's the district council's plan, and support that through our own neighbourhood plan, and also ensure that the 35% minimum housing, which the district says it needs and the parish has endorsed, gets carried through.
And Polly, what do you think of what they've been doing here in Lavenham?
Well, Lavenham's a really great example of what neighbourhood plans were brought in for, where the community has clearly got behind new building in a way that, you know, the traditional kind of view of NIMBYs would, you'd expect a village to want to protect itself. So it's brilliant that Lavenham and lots of other rural areas are starting to get behind new house building. And we're starting, I think, nationally to conquer this narrative that new house building is bad and that NIMBYism is the sort of norm for people who own homes. Because increasingly people are seeing young families, their own children, their own grandchildren sometimes, not be able to afford to even rent somewhere decent, let alone buy. And so we're starting to build a consensus for house building, which is really great to see.
But Polly, you help bring about neighbourhood plans. Do they go far enough to encourage development? I mean, they're not really the answer to the housing crisis, are they?
Well, neighbourhood plans do need to be, as Carol was saying, in line with the local plan and the assessment of housing need in that area. The problem is that those assessments of housing need don't necessarily assess what's out there, which is housing demand. And we have, as a country, been underbuilding by hundreds of thousands of homes for, you know, decades, basically. And as a result, we have these house prices that are totally out of kilter. So Lavenham and other places are starting to correct that, but we've got a mountain to climb. And the truth is, we need to accept that the ideal situation would be for house prices to be static or even slightly in decline, certainly in relationship to incomes, over a long period of time so that we can correct the mistakes of
Polly.
Previous generations.
Polly, thanks very much for that. And Carol Reeve too. And Mark, that's the end of the week from Lavenham Village. Back to you in the big city.
Andrew Bomford, thanks very much.